So it's time to make a change, and that's okay. Renovations are a part of the process, and you are allowed to renovate your life. You are allowed to change your mind. Are you courageous enough to transform? Are you glamorizing growth and the glamour that growth is? It is glamorous to grow. It is brave to renovate.
This is a Soulfire production.
Hello, hello. What up, fam? Okay, welcome back to Holler at Your Dreams with me, your girl, Judy Holler. I know it's been a minute. If you're new here, welcome to the show. I would highly suggest going back and binging some of the previous shows because this one's going to be a little unique. And for those of you who are OGs and have been around for a while, welcome back. And you've probably been wondering where the fuck I've been. I was supposed to record this episode about a week ago because I wanted to keep these coming to you every 2 weeks until I was ready to make this announcement. But as it goes, life happened and sort of got in the way of me doing that. So we are here today. I'm actually recording this the first week of April to share the update on the podcast and the renovation that is underway to the podcast. And can we just like pause for a minute and really lean into the conversation about renovating something in your business, renovating something in your life? Like, I heard someone and I wish I've been racking my brain. This is why I always say everything's borrowed from the universe. Like being a creative, like everything's borrowed from the universe. There is nothing original because sometimes we hear things and we don't even remember where we heard the thing, but we love the thing so much it inspires what we do in our life or a choice we make or maybe a renovation that has been lurking. It could inspire a renovation. And I heard this concept of like renovating something in one's business. It was probably a podcast I was listening to be honest, or maybe even, I don't know, it could have been a scroll through the Instagram, something on a reel, but a gal was talking about, you know, how her website is under renovation. And because of that, there's a lot of things in her business under renovation. And I really just like remember leaning back and like taking pause to the word renovation, because I think it is such a beautiful way to describe the inevitability of the edit and change and pivoting. And to be frank, I love the word renovation so much more than I love like the abruptness of change and the like COVID cringiness of pivot and like making an edit, right? Or improvising. And these are not bad words. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying edit, change, pivot, improvise, right? But what we're really talking about is growth. And I think what we need to do is start glamorizing the guts it takes to grow. Let's glamorize growth, shall we? Because it is the whole point. And you are going to outgrow platforms and people and processes and places and things in your life, just like you may outgrow an outfit or a style or a look or a pair of jeans, right? I don't know about y'all, but things are always changing. And this is the name of the game because we are living, breathing entities with living, breathing businesses and a lot of other living, breathing energies and entities that make up our businesses. And just like you get sick of the paint color in your living room or maybe the way your office is decorated or your bedroom is styled or whatever, right? Like you just put on a fresh slap. We just did this in a section of our house where we just slapped some paint into this little section and it just like brought a whole new energy into our kitchen and living room. And recently I just renovated my office, right? Where I have the Holler at Your Dreams graffiti all over my walls and I moved all the bookshelves around and I just made some tweaks and torques to my office and I put some new plants in and just rearranged some things, got rid of a lot of this old stuff, just like we do in our closet, right? I like renovated my office and it just felt so good, right? So whether you're renovating your house or your wardrobe or something else in your life, I love this word of renovating. It feels aligned. It feels energetically charged in a really powerful transformational way. And it's exactly what I am doing to my life and my business. And of course, the podcast is going to be a big part of this renovation. Like she has to change too. And I've been feeling this coming for about a year and a half. And I want to break down for you what's going on, the lessons in it, and what you can expect, because we're going to go away for a little bit. But first, before I tell you the full scoop, I need to tell you a quick story. And I was like driving to yoga. So Monday mornings are sacred, so sacred, because I've been working into my schedule, as long as I'm in town, a hot yoga class. So I do it really early in the morning and it's super hot. Yes, I live in the desert and it'll be extra fun this summer, but it's just great. I do this, I get into this like 100 degree room, 101, 102, and we just stretch and we sweat and we yoga it out. It's like the best way to start a morning and really truly a week, right? So I've been doing this for a couple of months now and just like I'm into it. And so I get out of these classes and I feel like I've just gotten an adjustment, like a massage for sure, like for real. It feels like I got a massage, like for sure I feel better. But my mind is always really charged, right? I feel, you know how it is after a workout, a vacation, maybe you're in the shower. I don't know, you like get yourself out of your everyday, out of your office, out of your house and into movement. And that is just like really inspiring. So I'm driving home from the hot yoga class and I started thinking about this book I just listened to on Audible called Leslie fucking Jones. And I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, I need to share my experience with this book because I think it really aligns and taps into some of the things that I've been feeling lately about this like life and business renovation that I'm in the middle of, and certainly how the podcast plays a part of that. So Leslie fucking Jones. So if you don't know who she is a comedian and stand-up comedian and was an iconic cast member of Saturday Night Live, an iconic Black cast member of Saturday Night Live for a few years. And she actually, what is really inspiring, I found out when listening to her audiobook, she's currently 55, but she got cast on Saturday Night Live when she was 47 years old, which I was like, bitch, please let's go. That was like, I almost wrecked my car when I was listening to that part because I had no idea. I mean, I don't know how old people are and I knew she was a little bit older, especially now, but I didn't know when she got on SNL. Anyway, I was like, I love listening to books. Like I turn my car into like mobile university. You probably know this about me. So whether I'm listening to the Holy Flow playlist on Spotify or High Vibe podcasts or, you know, an audiobook, there's always something going on in my car, right? So I was scrolling through my Audibles to like queue up my next thing because I had just finished my last audiobook and I wasn't like, there was no podcast I was really feeling called to. Sometimes I need to take a break from personal development. Anyone else? Like I go in ebbs and flows with it, right? And so I was like, what do I listen to? What do I listen to? And that book kept coming up for me. That book kept coming up for me on Audible. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get it. Let's go. Like I'm feeling intuitively called to listen to this audiobook. So I tapped into it. I tapped it and I clicked purchase. So I listened to and just finished Leslie fucking Jones, her like memoir audiobook. And of course, she's a comedian. So it's fucking hysterical. The way she read her book, the way she told her stories, the way she vulnerably shared her story was, wow, like powerful and empowering and like no fucking joke. And to be fully transparent, like, yo, it was like, it was hard to listen to in some parts, right? Because she's had a really hard life and she has done some hard things. And like real talk, like I felt myself like wanting to just stop, like to click off, to like, I found myself like real talk, like kind of getting judgy, going, oh, yeah, no, like this is such a turnoff. Or I was feeling triggered or I was like, oh, I can't listen to this anymore. This is just weird. And I was like, you know what? No. I'm not going to turn this off. I'm going to listen to the hard things. And I'm really working hard. I think we all inherently can be judgy, right? And we, especially when people are really different than us or have made really different choices or have had really different lives than we've had. And I'm really working hard to not do that, to really say, okay, let me hear this person. And then I get to make that decision for myself on how I feel about it. But I think, you know, judgment kind of creeps in and is this sneaky little way fear sort of hides around us and it only keeps us stuck, right? It's only poison we're drinking. So I'm like really working on a judgment. So I'm like, no, Holler, you're going to stick this out. You're going to listen. You're not going to turn this off. And I wanted to also keep going because as her story got hard and weird and like really like tough to listen to, she kept moving. She kept telling her story. And I found myself so turned on by her honesty and her authenticity and her like, this is who I am and so fucking what attitude. Like, I was like blown away how she just kept moving and kept telling her story and telling her truths as hard as it was for her to share some stuff. I mean, guys, there's, you know, been abuse and, you know, abortion and stuff with like, you know, animals and anger and violence. And just like she's been through and had to move through and had to sort of heal herself from some really hard stuff that is all rooted in the things that have happened to her. But instead of being a victim to it, she's like, no, fuck this noise. This is who I am. This is what I've done. And this is how I keep moving. And this is how I've healed and forgiven myself. And so as you listen to her, like you watch her unfold, you watch her slowly become who she was born to be. And because she was so honest and free in her story, you learn that that honesty and that trust and truth in herself is actually how she became successful and is successful and continues to be abundant and blessed in her life because she was not held hostage. She refused to be held hostage to her past, to shame, to guilt, to all the bullshit that takes up free rent in our heads. And one of the biggest things she said, I'm so with her on this. She's like, listen, I'm not down for organized religion. She's like, how many religions? And whatever you believe, it is what you believe. And I'm here for all of it. But I related with her on this because I feel the same. She's like, I'm not down for organized religion. I mean, it's made up by man, right? There are how many religions in the world? She's like, but I believe in God. I believe in God. And I know that God has forgiven me. So I forgive me. Like I have forgiven me. Like, because I know God has forgiven me. I know God has made me on purpose. He doesn't make mistakes. And I know that everything I've been through, he and I are good with each other, right? And because of that, I feel so free because I have forgiven me because I know he has. So let's just go be, right? And that has brought so much abundance into her life. It continues to because she does have a belief in God. She has set herself free. She is living a true, authentic, inspired, honest life. And that is so inspiring. She is living proof of truth and that the truth will set you free. So I'm listening to all this shit. And I'm like at the end of the book and I'm like, you know, we're laughing, we're crying. Like you're just do all the things. Like it was such a wild journey. Anyway, I felt myself listening to this book, even at times feeling a little envy. Like a little envy and a little, or should I say, let me be real honest, a lot bit triggered, okay? And whenever I feel envy, whenever I feel triggered by someone or something, this is not when we get mad. This is not when we judge. This is not when we gossip. This is not when we like hurt someone else. This is when we go inside. Because if you are feeling envy, if you are feeling triggered, right, this is a clue. Okay, so I think it's important that we break down the difference and remind ourselves of the difference between envy and jealousy. This is like a good little micro lesson inside the lesson because they can often be used to mean the same thing. They stem from very different sources, okay? I wasn't feeling jealous of Leslie when I was listening to this book because jealousy, it really involves a three-person relationship. It revolves around the fear of losing something or someone you value to another person, right? You get jealous of a friend getting a new friend, right? It's about fearing what you already have being taken away from you by someone else, right? You might get jealous that someone books a stage that you didn't book or gets to work with a client or something like that because there's not enough for you. Like it's this fear. Jealousy really is stemmed out of this fear of losing something you value to someone else. But when you know the universe is abundance, you know what I mean? Like when you are in the abundant mindset, like jealousy is kind of like child's play. You're like, no, there is so much. There is enough. Like, babe, I'm good. Okay. So that's jealousy. But envy, let's talk about it. This is a two-person interaction. You might envy someone because they have something you desire. It might be a personality trait, a skill, a possession, or even a relationship. It's about wanting something that someone else had. Now, I have felt envy. I did an episode on this where I was feeling envy about someone's house. Like there's this house this person lived in. And I was like, yo, I'm supposed to have that house. Why don't I have that house? I'm not worried you're going to take my house. There's nothing that I'm not worried about that. Why do you get the house and I don't get the house? You know what I'm saying? It's about wanting something someone else has. So I felt triggered, but I felt envy when I was listening to Leslie, which is a clue, right? We have to lean into this. And I was like, okay, what does she have? Like, what is this that I desire for myself? And yo, it was this freedom. This freedom that comes with like literally giving no fucks and taking all of your scars and all of your hard stuff and all the things you've done wrong, all the ways you've got it wrong, and just taking your power back by not giving it power, by saying, this is who I am and this is what I believe and this is what I've done with my life and how I've turned it into gold. And you can't help but deny that she is living proof of living this truth because she is and has been successful and abundant and continues to be because she has set herself free And I know it's triggering for me because I know at a soul level, I am holding myself hostage to bad choices I've made, people I've pissed off, mistakes I've made, ways I've got it wrong, things in my past, you know, just so many things that I hold myself hostage to, which is robbing me of like future success and future joy and really truly the abundance I deserve and you do too. So how does this transition? So that's like Leslie fucking Jones. It's a great audiobook, yo. I mean, she cusses like a sailor and there is stuff that's hard to hear, but it is, wow, it is her story. And it really makes you understand and see life from a perspective that is so different than yours. You know, she grew up so differently than me, and it is inspiring and empowering to learn about someone else's way of life. And it makes you really relax your judgments. I left this audiobook feeling like really hyped up to go be more holler, to be more myself. And I felt really grateful for my life. And, you know, listen, the hardest thing that's happened to you is the hardest thing that's ever happened to you, right? So you can't compare your pain to someone else's, but boy, can you be inspired by it. And I most certainly was. Okay, so all that to say, so envy is you feeling this feeling that someone else has something you desire, a personality trait, a skill, an ability, a possession, a relationship, right? It's about wanting something someone else has. And I told you that I was like, oh, I love how free she is. I love how no fucks she is. I love how she just like is not allowing her past and the shit she did to hold her hostage to her future. And she's not allowing that BS to take up any free rent in her head anymore. And she has this deep sense of belief in God and in herself and that it's okay to just be her. And she sticks up for her friends and, you know, she really challenges Hollywood and really just stands up for people. And I love that. So all that to say, I am sort of on this personal journey of setting my own self free right now. I'm on this journey of freeing myself and renovating my life. And I mean, I'm renovating my house, you know, my air quotes house, right? This house that is my life personally and professionally. I've renovated my look and my brand and my keynotes and my business, and my clients are looking different and the stages I speak on look different. I'm renovating my hobbies and my friends and my collaborations and my partnerships. There is so much being pruned and trimmed so other things can grow. And the podcast is one of them. So this year, really truly for the last year and a half, I felt so called to something different. I've sat down with multiple healers up here that I work with regularly who continued to see this for me. I have saw it for myself in dreams. I continue to dream about it and think about it and be reminded of it and keep kind of coming back home to the essence of this podcast becoming something very different. I'm being called to a different platform and a different way to talk to you every week. And so I need to go away for a while in order to build that and to renovate this. And it's going to take a minute, but I will be back. So there will be a transition, but I can promise you it'll be worth it. So I think two things here. Number one, make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure you get my newsletter. Links to both are in the show notes. This is how you're going to know what's going on with me between now and when we make the big reveal of what's coming up next. And I have learned not to announce dates or not to say, like, to be authentically ambiguous here. Is that a thing? Can we make it a thing? Because I have to allow myself room to make edits. Ooh, renovate. We don't say edits. Renovate if I need to, but we are in renovation. And the way I have plans, we got it all drawn up. We know what we're going to do, but the way that renovation may look, because, you know, things never go according to plan, may look different. So I've just learned to be authentically ambiguous. I'm telling you enough for you to know why I'm going away, why you're not going to see this podcast download on your Apple every 2 weeks, but don't unfollow. Stay with me because we will be back. And if you are on my newsletter list, you're going to be the first to know. You're going to get all kinds of behind the scenes on what's going on as I build this out and as I sneak peek it to my list. My list is the first to know everything. There's a lot of stuff that I share with my list that are not on Instagram, are not on social media, that will never be on social media or Instagram. This is just so list specific, and it's really a place for me to self-express every Friday. So link in the show notes to make sure you're getting my newsletter every Friday. This is really big. If you haven't seen my newsletter on Fridays, check your junk, check your promotionals, send me an email, hello@judyholler.com. We will check everything to make sure that you are getting it, because sometimes you click something that opts you out and you don't even realize you've done it. But I think getting my newsletter and being on my list is like the most important thing you could do right now to stay in the way of what's going on with me and to hear from me every week. And then I'm on Instagram almost every day in the stories and certainly posting weekly, but I am always on Instagram. So I think those are the two places to come hang out. We are going to go back into a speaker school launch, by the way. We're going to open for the wait list on May 13th, which means our 6-month masterclass is coming back, which only comes with our live launch price. And I'm going to pick one person on the wait list to go backstage pass with me to a keynote live, all expenses paid. So speaker school is going to come back this summer for the last time this year before we go in and probably make some renovations to the course. And if you've bought the course and if you paid for the course, great, you get it. It's yours for life. So you pay once for speaker school and you get it forever. And you also get all the recordings from the past classes. So even if you're an evergreen and you want to go on and buy it right now, it's open. It's an evergreen. You get the recordings of all the live classes we've hosted with agents and speakers and bureau partners. There's just so much gold in those live classes and the recordings as well. So go binge those and just know you'll get that value. But we're going to go back into a live launch, which means you get live access to ask my guest experts questions and to meet me and talk with me. And we keep these classes like small yet mighty so that they can be really heavy hitting and interactional. But yo, the value is off the charts in this 6-month live mastermind. So speaker school, Instagram, newsletter, all those links are in the show notes. And then I think the second thing and final thing, the parting words here until I am back with you on the air soon, Daniel's son, soon, I cannot wait, is that, you know, listen to your life. Listen to that internal nudge and that internal knowing. Like, listen for the lessons. God is always talking to you. Source is always communicating with you. Yet most of us are moving around so fast, or we've just lost this sense of trust in ourselves that we don't listen. We're not listening anymore. And I've been having this nudge, this deep energetic pull to something else for quite some time. And I was no longer feeling aligned to what I was doing and who I was doing it with. So it's time to make a change. And that's okay. Renovations are a part of the process. And you are allowed to renovate your life. You are allowed to change your mind. And a lot of times we do this. It's not personal. It's vibrational. And are you courageous enough to transform? Are you glamorizing growth and the glamour that growth is? It is glamorous to grow. It is brave to renovate. And it's all a part of the game. So I would encourage you a couple of things. Number one, make sure follow newsletter. Super important right now so you can stay in the way of what's happening because it's about to pop off. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to share more. Two, start using the word renovation, that you're making a renovation to your website. You're making a renovation to your relationships. You're making a renovation to your wardrobe. You're making a renovation to the way your social media looks and feels. You're making a renovation to your priorities. Baby, there ain't nothing wrong with renovating your life, right? Let's go do more of that. Let's make sure we understand the difference between envy and jealousy. And really, truly, when you feel envy at its core, it is a really big clue that there is something you are envying that you need and or want for yourself. So really listen. When you feel envy or jealousy or even judgment, when you feel triggered, take a deep breath. Get out a notebook. What is it here to teach you? And then, you know what? If you're looking for a hysterical, really eye-opening, like, wow, audiobook, Leslie fucking Jones is spectacular. And I'll link to that in the show notes as well. In the meantime, I'll see you on Instagram. I'll see you on Fridays in the newsletter. I love you. Thank you for being here. Those of you who are OGs, thank you for listening all these years. We will be back. It is coming back. It is just going to look and sound and feel a little bit different, but I can promise you are going to fucking love it. So I can't wait to go make that for you. That's what I'm going to go do with all of these months in the lab to get it ready for you. And we will be back a little later this year with more. In the meantime, you know what to do. Keep hollering at your dreams, baby. Be the verb. Holler.